Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and fellow music lover, James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in for your 10-minute splash of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. Play it solo or find someone to play against. You get to decide. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, body bops, and 90s chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we're going to go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're peering into the not-too-distant past. We have 5 questions all about hit songs from the 2010s, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Let's waste no time. Question 1. Which 2011 hit by Katy Perry shares its name with a 1980s hit film by Steven Spielberg? Question 2. One of the biggest selling albums of 2012 was Our Version of Events by which British female singer? Question 3. In 2019, Sam Smith and Normani sang about dancing with what type of unknown person? Question 4. Work From Home was a 2016 hit by which American girl group who formed on The X Factor? Question 5. In 2015, Mike Posner sang about taking a pill in which island party destination? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is body bops. I have 5 clues for you, all about songs that mention a body part somewhere in their title. For example, a song might be called Foot of the Mountain or Eyes on the Prize. There is 1 point for each song title you can correctly guess from the clue. Here we go. Question 6. This 2017 hit by former One Direction member Niall Horan implies taking your time when being romantic. Question 7. This 1984 single by ZZ Top was inspired by a woman who was trying to hitchhike with the band, and when they came back to retrieve her, she was gone. Question 8. This 2005 single was a breakthrough hit for Colorado band The Fray, and refers to being metaphorically out of your depth. Question 9. This 2000 hit by American band Creed was written as an ode to the lead singer's son, and refers to a warm welcoming. Question 10. This 1996 hit by Alanis Morissette mentions 2 body parts in the title, and implies that one has fallen completely. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 90s chorus challenge. You're going to hear the chorus lyrics of a hit song from the 1990s, but the catch is, it's being read aloud by a different voice than normal. See if you can identify the song from just these chorus lyrics. Give yourself 1 point if you can get the correct song, and another point if you know the artist who sang it. Here they come. Question 11.
Take me to the magic of the moment, on a glory night, where the children of tomorrow dream away.
Question 12.
Go totally crazy, forget I'm a lady. Men's shirts, short skirts, oh, 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 really go wild. Yeah, doing it in style. Oh, 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 get in the action. Feel the attraction, color my hair, do what I dare.
Question 13.
You've got the music in you. Don't let go. You've got the music in you. One dance left. This world is gonna pull through. Don't give up. You've got a reason to live.
Question 14.
And if you said, this life ain't good enough, I would give my world to lift you up. I could change my life to better suit your mood.
Question 15.
With the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth.
That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. You don't have to wait any longer. Let's reveal the answers and find out your score, starting with the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. E.T. is the hit by Katy Perry that is also a Steven Spielberg movie. Question 2. Emily Sande. The album produced hits like Next to Me and Heaven, eventually going 8 times platinum in the UK alone. Question 3. Dancing with a Stranger was the track by Sam Smith and Normani. According to Forbes, it was the most played track on radio in the world in 2019. Question 4. Fifth Harmony were behind Work From Home, which also features rapper Ty Dolla $ign. Question 5. Ibiza. I Took a Pill in Ibiza became a surprise comeback hit for Mike Posner after it was remixed in mid-2015 by production duo Sieb. Continuing on to round 2, Body Bops. We were asking about songs that feature a body part somewhere in their title, and these are the ones we were looking for. Question 6. Slow Hands by Niall Horan. Question 7. Legs by ZZ Top. Question 8. Over My Head, Cable Car by The Fray. Question 9. With Arms Wide Open by Creed. And question 10. Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette. For our final round today, you were trying to pick some 90s hit songs from just the chorus lyrics. Remember, you can get 2 points for each of these, one for a correct song title and one for a correct artist. Let's reveal them. Question 11, you were hearing Wind of Change by Scorpions. Question 12, that was Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Question 13 is You Get What You Give by New Radicals. Question 14, that was Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas. And our final one today, question 15, that was Hero by Mariah Carey. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.